You are tuned into What's the Topic with Nash.
What's up, everybody? What's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle. Yeah, I think I'm gonna stick to that one. I'm not gonna put any DJ there. I'm just gonna say Fearless Eagle. Yeah, and then you guys know, yeah, there is Fearless Eagle in the house. Yeah, so yeah, guys, welcome. Another Monday morning with the awesome, amazing presenter right here on What's the Topic, the only presenter that you get here. I should actually start getting guests and all the stuff, you know. And another thing that I want you guys to start doing is record voice notes and actually send them to me so that I can include them into the show as well, you know. Yes, so I will actually let you guys know a week in advance what you must record about, do research, and then send the voice notes to me, and then we add them into the show, and then guess what, you are famous just like that. Isn't that cool? I know it's cool, right? Yeah, it is cool. I know. Yeah, so we're gonna be here today speaking about another interesting topic. Yeah, I know you guys love food. Yes, you love food. Today it's gonna be about food. Yes, food. It's like I'm getting hungry while I'm talking about food already. Like I'm like thinking already, whoa, okay, this food and all the stuff. But yeah, this week's topic is food. And then guys, like I said, I want you guys to start recording voice notes, né? So this is basically my question for the show next week. So I want you guys to record a voice note. So I want you guys to mention three things about John Legend. Just three. Yes? Yeah. Just John Legend. Yeah. So next week's topic is going to be titled John Legend. So I want you guys to record a voice note, whether you're in USA, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in China. So this is how the voice note is going to sound like. Example, ne? So if I was the one that was recording the voice note, in fact, this is the stuff that you should also include. So make sure that you actually include it in there and all the stuff. So it goes like this. What's up, everybody? Okay, not really what's up, but yeah, I'm like in the presenter mode. Let me come out of the presenter mode and actually get into your shoes. Hey everybody, this is my mic on the I'm thinking mic on the mic. Wow. That was like another rhyme. M-I-K-E on the M-I-C. Yeah. So, yeah, that was just some other rhyme that came. But, okay, let's be professional now, eh? So, there's an example of how you guys, yeah, would record. So, I'm putting myself in your shoes. I'm coming out of the presenter's shoes. So, let's say my name is Jeff. So, I'll be like, good morning, everybody. How's it, everybody? Not really good morning, but you know, sometimes you need to be aware. In fact, you need to be aware of the time zone as well. So make sure that you're aware of that. So, standard one. How's it, everybody? My name is Jeff, and I stay in the USA, Southern California, or Los Angeles. Yeah, depending on which area you're in. So mention the country that you're in, the state. Okay, if it was the side, it would be province, city, and all the stuff. So if you are, for example, in USA, like I said, I would be like, how's it, everybody? My name is Jeff. I stay in United States, USA, and you find us in Southern California, in the city of, I'm just making my own city, Nashville. And I would love to say the following three things based on John Legend. Yeah. This, that, it did. Yeah, so those are the three things. And yeah, I'm actually looking forward to listening to the show. Shout out to everybody out there. See ya. And then if you want to send a shout out to your mom and your dad, do that. Feel free. It's the What's the Topic. We're talking about John Legend next week. So make sure you mention three things. Mention your name. Mention where you stay. Which country you're in. And send a shout out to someone out there that you want. Yeah, you never know. never know. Okay, I was about to say future and other stuff, but yeah, you never know. So just send a shout out and yeah, record a voice note, three things about John Legend, and then I wanna hear the feedback. And then yeah, we obviously doing a show on John Legend. Now if you don't send a voice note, that is you, not famous. It's fine. We won't remember you like John. Yes, just kidding, man. So we'll always remember you because you guys support Active FM. So yeah, that is what is happening. And yeah, today's topic is gonna be based on food. So let's actually go into the news, and then when we come back, we're gonna speak about news, but you don't know what's in the news, so you better make sure that you're taking notes. So I'll see you guys after this. I'm not the danger, I never claimed it. Is this what fame does? Well, this is dangerous. I'm not the god, no, I'm just human. You don't need to magnify.
But you won't leave me for dead.
coming back into the news itself, news session and all those stuff, we're gonna be talking about food. Yeah, the news today, it's gonna be coming out of She Knows Eats. Yes, so you know there's She Knows Daily, the news. Yes, and then there's She Knows Eats. Yeah, in case you didn't know. But yeah, She Knows Eats. So we're gonna be talking about food. And if you actually go on to She Knows Eats, you actually find a couple of headlines. And the first one, you know, it actually spoke about expiry dates. And you know what's the question that most people have? Should we ignore expiry dates on food? That is actually a good question. I would love to know. I would really love to know. And their response was, yes, you can totally ignore the expiry dates on the following food. Not all of them. So don't come here and say, Fearless Eagle said that, yeah, you should actually ignore the expiry dates. As in, you can eat any food you want and you'll be fine. And yeah, you know, all the stuff and what. Yeah, people come up with some interesting psychological answers and all those things, and you're like, okay, I do not remember saying that, but where did you get that from? So it's like, what? Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, but yeah, so still stuck on that question: should we ignore expiry dates? So I'm just gonna do a quick highlight on some of the things that they actually, you know, say that, yeah, you don't really need to ignore. I mean, you actually can ignore the expiry date. So there's three following: bananas, you know, yes, meat, and pepper. So they actually showed those three pictures and said, yes, you can ignore expiry dates on those three. And then they have a description, which this is what it says. So note, it's not Fearless Eagle's answer or knowledge or wisdom or suggestion. No, it is me reading She Knows Eats article. Yes, so you can literally go on the website of She Knows Eats and you'll actually find the same article. This is what it says. As Americans, we've kind of been trained to be wasteful when it comes to food. We toss out food that's the least bit bruised or battered, and we definitely don't run the risk of getting sick by eating food that's close to its expiration date. So its expiring date. Don't believe me. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council in 2012, basically what they said is wasted report, collectively, we don't eat up to 40% of the food we buy. So that's what they said. That was one of their articles that they said. And according to the Harvard Law and NRDC's 2013 follow-up study, the dating game. Okay, like, why would you want to go and study a dating game for food? Okay, I really don't. Maybe they're talking about dates here, you know, and all those stuff. How confused food date labels lead to food waste in America. Oh, okay, now I get what they're saying. They're actually saying that there's some food that have an expiry date on there, but it's not accurate in a way, if you can say. Oh, that. Okay, now you see it's not the dating as in male and female. No, it's talking about the dates, expiry date. So they're saying that it's not really accurate at all times. Like, most of the times it's not accurate. Now, what food dates really mean? So now I want to explain what food dates really mean. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspections Service fact sheet, only infant formula is required to have an accurate formula. Accurate use by date, basically. Under federal law, some states may have regulations for other foods, but it's hardly consistent from state to state. And even in states that don't require it, it's only required to certain foods. So yeah, they don't put it on all food, such as meat or dairy. products, and further the accuracy of those, they depend on a lot of factors that are difficult to verify. So yeah, you see, sometimes it's, yeah, in fact, most of the cases it's inaccurate, such as the temperature at which the food is stored throughout the entire supply chain. Well, that's certainly not, yeah, comforting. Long story short, those expiry dates are kinder, if not mostly arbitrary, and most foods last for weeks, if not years, after the dates printed on the package. Yeah, so basically what they're saying is most of the times they'll put an expiry date, but the food actually lasts longer than the expiry date, which makes the expiry date by default wrong. Yeah, inaccurate. Yep, so it's really interesting. It's like really interesting. And they're saying it also depends on the different types of conditions, you know, temperatures and all the stuff, the environment, let's put it that way. But now let's go to the next topic. John Legend eats a super unusual breakfast, and honestly, it's genuine. And this happens to be the person that we're speaking about next week. So the article actually says the stars, they just like us. Yeah, don't forget, they also human just like us. I actually agree. Well, sort of. Okay, yeah, these guys are like really interesting. But they are like us, you know, because they're human just like us. The only difference is they up there in public and all the stuff in terms of media and all those things. But now this is what it goes on to say. Well, actually not at all, because we just found out that singer, actor, and EGOT, John Legend eats salad for breakfast. What? Okay, even I'm shocked. That's definitely the sort of thing we used to hear from celebrities whose diets can be truly alarming, fascinating. But John Legend's reason for focusing on green veggies first thing in the morning has nothing to do with vanity and everything to do with health. Oh, okay. That is actually accurate. Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta take care of your health if you have a family and all that stuff. So, just a quick one. It says, it turns out the singer has a hereditary disposition towards high cholesterol and heart problems. Oh, okay, now it explains everything. And his doctor told him that he needed to be eating more antioxidants with each meal. So Legend took his doctor's advice seriously and started making sure that he eats greens with every meal, including breakfast. Oh, okay. So, come on, guys. Like, really, the guy is making sure that his health is good, you know, like taking care of himself and all the stuff. Yeah, gotta take your doctor's advice. He knows you, eh? Like, really knows you. So there is John right there taking care of his doctor's advice. And then there was one that I spoke of last week, you know, the one of the music makes you, yeah. So music actually makes your cheese taste better. Yeah, put it that way. So when you listen to music and you're making cheese, you're able to make cheese taste better. That is basically what it's saying. So it's like really interesting. But yeah, got things like that. And then, yeah, last headline on the news, basically speaking about pizza. Yeah, guys, there's like different variations of pizza that you can make, awesome recipes and all those stuff. So just make sure you go and check out the recipes and they'll blow your mind away. That is all I have to say. Yep, they'll blow your mind away. That is all I have to say. Way say ayaya, rhyming and all the stuff. So guys, we'll be right back, but now for now we're gonna actually go for a break, and yeah, see you after this.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we just wrapped up in our strife and we have to be free. That freedom could only come from Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. We just want to be free. This is QJ. Yeah. you get strength, of course. In the midst of my valleys, you are always there. My life in you, Lord, I bless my cares. And time after time, them try to take all over me because I made one little mistake. But I know I got everlasting grace. So through your calling, I'm running for the prayers. Lord, help me to be free.
Active with him. Christ music is heart music.
I rap Jesus, homie. I mean it.
So coming back, we be talking. I'm just kidding. Trying to come in with another rap type of flow, with, yeah, lyrical creativity. Yeah, okay, let's leave that part. Moving on. So coming into this session, you know, we speak about music. Yeah, your music. Music. So there's some people that don't know what music is. Music is music, eh? Like, music is really music. So if you didn't know music, now you know music. But now, you get actually interesting questions, you know, when it comes to music. So like this first one, which says, how do you write a good song for your bio? Now that is really interesting. This is probably gonna tickle the you know, the musicians' ears, you know, the people that want to write music and all those stuff, I can say it that way. Yeah, but it's gonna tickle their ears. Now this is what it says. So remember, the question is, how do you write a good song for your bio? Google is the one that's answering this, by the way. It's not Nash, it's not Fearless Eagle. Let's look at a few ideas that will help you craft an effective musician bio. Number one, grab your visitor's attention. Make a few notes on a piece of paper to begin. Number two, note your name. Number three, get into the background. Number four, mention your music. Number five, love the layout. Okay. Number six, sample musician bio. Oh, okay. Number seven, bio for all other band members. Yeah. Can't just go there and then we just sing faces and all those funny, interesting things that we don't even know. So, yeah, you gotta make sure that you do that, eh? It's actually valid, that one. I love it. So, yeah. And then, obviously, going on to it. Number eight, it says, great musician bio examples. So you gotta obviously make examples, you know, like with your musician's bio and all those stuff. But now, another thing is, you gotta have an engaging introduction. You can just go into that place and then you're like, okay, this is how I'm gonna do it. And then your background information, it needs to be viable, like valuable and all those stuff, including your description of your music. Make sure that it's really catchy. Yes, catchy. Now, don't forget things like your career highlights and achievements. Yes, gotta make sure that those are also in there, including your media quotes. Yeah, and guys, don't be talking about stuff that is not up to date. Make sure information is up to date. Your information, you know, yes, make sure that your information is up to date, and that is something that's gonna really affect you. You think it's not gonna really affect you. So yeah, there was like some few answers, you know, to that question. And then, yeah, the second question, how do I write an interesting biography about myself? There's like four steps that Google says you must follow. Now, first one, introduce yourself. Begin the bio by introducing yourself and always write in the third person. I actually learned that in school, eh, and it's really effective, including a song. When you're writing a song in third person, I love doing that. There's times when I do it in first person, there's times when I do it in third person, but speaking about myself, and you wouldn't know, you would be like, what? There's times when I wouldn't speak about myself and you think I'm speaking about myself. Number two, education and credentials. List your educations after the introduction sentence, including the name of any degrees you have earned and the institution you attended. Yep. Then number three, notable achievements. Make sure that you got your achievements on there. And then number four, closing statement. So conclusion. Make sure it's effective as well. So those are like, yeah, just to answer your questions and all those stuff. Yeah, and it's like really interesting. But guys, something that I want to say is, music is important in your life because it influences you in a positive or negative way. So make sure that music that you're listening to is positive music, which doesn't influence you to go and do the wrong stuff. Yes, so I'll see you guys after this short break. Enjoy the music.
I came true with a new sound to show you I keep it 100, 100. Ooh, this shit a lot of mine. The sun is God-given, I'ma let it shine. Said I can't understand, so they asking why. I'm young and I'm saved and of course I'm fly. What's up? Join hands with a beaten king. The flame never dies, I've been burning since. I bring light to the world, Thomas Edison. And I've been choosing by God to be running things. I go shiny, your gyre. I your mommy so bright, your gyre. I be light of the world to your gyre. And everywhere I go, you must clear your gyre.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check up. And you carry just for body, check up. Now in the sun or in the night, check up. Boy, I toss out the summary, check up. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check up. And you carry just for body, check up. Now in the sun or in the night, check up. Boy, I toss out the summary, check up.
Wait though. It's like you don't know my father. You don't know the reason I call him Jehovah. Agune Chamber, the Lion of Judah is living in me. It's like you don't know my power. You want to play with God, Abi? You want to try your luck, Abi? And do your winchy-winchy, Abi? You're feeling like Superman, Abi? You wouldn't see till it hits ya. Glory of God comes true, demolition. Go tell the bad man I say me no fear ya. Cause this one a church boy come with a fire. Ha! Go shiny your jarre. I your mommy to bright to your jarre. I be light of the world to your jarre. And everywhere I go, demons clear your jarre.
I see I want you not today. What it on
I be light of the world.
Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check up. And you carry just for body, check up. Now in the sun or in the night, check up. Boy, I toss out the summary, check up. Now you be the sun, now you be the light, check up. And you carry just for body, check up. Now in the sun or in the night, check up. Boy, I toss out the summary,
check up.
Come the
Food is what we're going to be talking about today. Food, 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 food. Now, what is food? Food is what keeps us alive. Like people, there's some people that say food is life. You got people like that, which is like really interesting. But now I got one question. What are the types of food? Like five types of food. Anyone know? You know, your food is actually classified into five different types of food. Like, I actually learned this in primary, you know, when I was still in primary and I started school and all the stuff. I learned this. I learned it there, and then I was like, oh, okay. So this is that, this is that. And even today, you still use it. Still use it. So now I'm testing your knowledge when you are young. So what are the five different types of food? Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm listening. Just kidding. So the first one, obviously, that one is going into the what's the topic dictionary. But now, the first one, obviously, it is vegetables and legumes or beans, if you can put it like that. So your vegetable side, yeah. I'm thinking vegetarians and all those things and yeah, stuff like that. And then your second one is fruits. Yes, you got your fruits. So that's a combination right there. Fruits and veggies. Yeah, fruits and veggies. Then you go to your grains. Yeah, which is your cereal food. Your grain foods are basically your cereal foods. Mostly whole grains and cereal fibers. Yeah, varieties of them. There's like different stuff under that fall under there. So make sure you understand what is happening here in terms of food. And then the fourth one is lean meats and lean meat and poultry, yeah, fish, egg, tofu, nuts and seeds, and yeah, legumes, which is your beans and all the stuff. So that is, yeah, some other stuff. Yeah, the fourth one. Then the fifth one is your milk and yogurts. Yeah, you know, your dairy for those who didn't know, that is your dairy stuff product. So your milk, yogurt, cheese, and also other different stuff that you can find out there that falls under dairy. So those are like the five types of food, you know, that you can get out there. But now, knowing all of those stuff, what are the three main types of food? Yes, we got four, but what are the three main types of food? Now, like I said, there are four basic food energy sources: fat, proteins, carbohydrates, and alcohol. Alcohol, I was like, what? Okay, yeah, it's like really interesting. Historically developed, yeah, basically historical development. Now you are like, what? Historically developed? Ooh, that is like some other English on levels. But yeah, let's forget about that one. But historical development, yeah, when you look at humans, yeah, humans are omnivores. Actually, omnivorous animals that can consume both plant and animal products. So we eat, interesting, us humans, we eat everything, eh? We like eat everything. So fats, proteins, protein nutrition in humans. Yeah, I was about to say nutrition in humans, carbohydrates, food, phenolics. Excuse my, yeah, I'm like reading here, but yeah, it's like what? So, and then you go on up basically your dairy fibers and all those stuff. So there's like all of these different things, and we don't even want to go deep into those stuff because we'll see some other interesting stuff. But yeah, what do we get from food? Some people, they ask that. The following is a list of resources that fruits and vegetables provide to the body. So listen up. This is an article. Vitamins and minerals, including antioxidants, which is why John Legend is actually eating veggies with his breakfast, because he needs antioxidants. Now, such as vitamin A, C, E, and selenium. Now, that is what you get. Yeah. And then you got vitamins and minerals that are found in all foods. Now, the only side where you won't find vitamins and minerals, it's fruits and veggies, which are a particularly good source for some vitamins and, you know, minerals, but not all. So basically put that in your mind. What is food and its importance? What is food and its importance? It gives us the energy and nutrition to grow and develop, be healthy and active, to move, to work, to play, to think and learn. Wow, so food actually plays a very big role in learning. The body needs a variety of the following five nutrients: protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals from the food we eat to stay healthy and productive. Interesting, right? Like really, really interesting. I know some of you are like, what? I didn't know that. Yeah. So those are the, you know, that's like basically physical food and all those stuff, you know, food for our bodies and all those things. But now what I want to do is I want us to go for a break, and then when we come back, we're going to discuss what are the five major components of food, and then we're going to go to another dimension of food which you never really thought of. So we'll be right back after this. So, what are the five major components of food? I know some of you are like, okay, yeah, we want to see this. The first one is carbohydrates. The carbohydrates in our food are obtained mainly from the plant sources like wheat, rice, maize, potatoes. Woo! I know potatoes, there's a lot. Sako, which is sabu, dana. And then you got peas, beans, and fruits. Yeah. Like really interesting, right? And then you got your second one, which is fats. Fats are supplied to our body by many foods like butter, milk, egg. What? I didn't know egg and milk actually make you fat. So right there we got actually an explanation. And then it goes on to proteins. Proteins, you need them so that your muscles and yeah, you can be producing different things that you need for your body. Minerals are also needed for your body. You got vitamins, you got water, and roughage. I'll just pick that one. Yeah, so those are like the different five components, yes, which also lead to how many types of healthy food are there. The five food groups are vegetables and legumes or beans, fruits, lean meat and poultry, fish, egg, tofu, nuts and seeds, legumes, which is beans. So guys, you gotta be making sure, like really really making sure, man, like know what type of food that you're eating, know what's happening in your life. Yeah, so make sure, ne? Can you please do that for me? Yes, thank you. So let's look at the other side, which is the spiritual side. Food, are you spiritually feeding yourself? Tondom. Are you spiritually feeding yourself? Because spiritual food also plays a very big important role, which is spiritual nutrition. Spiritual nutrition, how the foods you eat affect your mind, body and spirit. Every food we eat has a spiritual and energetic effect on the body, mind and spirit. Becoming aware of this fact and working with it basically consciously is the foundation of spiritual nutrition. Now I'm also speaking about you reading the word and all that stuff, because if you go into the word, Jesus says that his food is to do the will of the Father. And yeah, which is something that's really interesting, because whenever they looked for Jesus, where did they find him? Doing the will of the Father, which is fulfilling what God wanted him to do. So if God called him to preach, he went. Yeah, can't be spiritually fit and strong when you don't eat spiritually, which is something we're supposed to be doing. So make sure that you examining your food. Guys, as much as we need physical food, we also need spiritual food, which is good for your body, you know, and it's also good for your soul and your spirit. You know, what's interesting, the spiritual side dimension actually affects the physical. So your fourth world dimension affects your third world dimension. Yes, your views, your dreams and all the stuff. Make sure you have the right stuff. Make sure you have the right stuff. So guys, I'm not believing you. I hope the show made a difference in your life, and I hope you're ready. So don't forget, next week we're speaking about John Legend. Tell me three things about John Legend. Introduce yourself, mention the state and all the stuff. Send your voice note to me, and this is the places where you can send him. On Instagram, if you want to do it on Instagram, it is What's the Topic 777 Now. That's where you find me. If you want to do it on Facebook, it's Nash Workaholic Bobo. You'll find me. If you want to do it on Twitter, it is Saint Lone Wolf. Yes, at Saint Lone Wolf, you will find me. And the website itself is www.activefm.co.za. The Facebook page is /activefm777. The Instagram page is at activefm. And then the Twitter is at activefm777. So make sure that next week, same time, same place, you are here and listening to John Legend. Yes, that's the topic for next week. And you'll hear yourself in the noise voice note. So guys, I'll see you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace out and God bless. Think of you, I think of it much. Everything you do me won't try it, yeah. And everything you do me won't do me, read you like a book. And everything you see me won't do. I can't deny your number, your number one. Me can't deny me number, me number two. Me never ride no bumper, only for you. And I ain't let you take control, I do what you do. So I say, oh, DJ AZ. Think of you, I think of it. DJ AZ. Everything you do, me won't try it, yeah. And everything.
can't deny your number. You're number one. Me can't deny me number. Me number two. Me never ride no bumper. Only for you. And I ain't let you take control. I do what you do. So I say, teacher, 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 come and teach me something. Willing to be learning from you. So I say, teacher, 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 come and teach us something. Willing to be learning from you. Yeah. For me, phone. More we talk, me love gets stronger and stronger. I ain't can deny your number. You're number one. Oh. Me can't deny me number. Me number two. Oh. Me never ain't no bumper. Only for you. Oh. I ain't let you take control. I do what you do. So I say, teacher, 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 come and teach me something. Willing to be learning from you. So I say, teacher, 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 come and teach us something.